Okay, so we're starting a new sugya. So we have a Mishnah here. Mitzia, the Mishnah sounds very simple. Pashup shot. Mitzia is bino bito aktanim. If you're the Mitzia of bino and bito aktanim, Mitzia is avdo b'shimchaso aknanim. Mitzia is ishto, hareo shalo. So Raj is going to explain that these are for all different reasons. Really, four different reasons, even though there are three groups. Bino, Bido, Ketanim, Avdo, Shifchas, Aknanim, and Ishto. So it seems to be three groups, and Rashi makes four groups out of it. So Reo Shalo. There are three groups in description, but there are four different sources. C is Bino, Bido, Ketanim, C is Avdo, Shifchas, Ibrim, C is Ishto, Shigersha, Abishotan, Aksuva, Reo Shalahem. Okay. So that that's the opposite, you know, the takeoff, the other side of the coin, which Lachara, whether you're going to figure out yourself, Pashtus, but okay, the Mishnah speaks it out. And the Gemara is going to ask at least on Gersha, it's Pshita, we'll see. Okay, let's see Rashi. See, it's Beno Bidok Tanim. Beno Akot, then. The Gemara Mefarish my time. In other words, Benoah Katan, it's really not so clear. Why should it be? Well, the Gemara says, because he picks it up really for the father.
Do we know anything about Benoah before we start? I'm saying, is there any
dinim about Benoah? Know anything about Benoah. So the Gemara said, let's wait till the Gemara. But the Gemara said, because the Katan can't be Zeichet for himself, and therefore...
Did Rabbanon, they allowed it.
That already goes into another pshat.
I'm just trying to figure out. I'm saying, when Rabbi says Zechia, I want to say before, does that mean like Kenyan?
Well, in the Gemara, that's a long Gemara. The Gemara seems to say that the Katan is Zeche, the Mitziah for the father, whether it's Deraisa, Drabanan, then when the Katan picks up the Mitziah, he's kind for the father.
That is a Yasum.
Then there's no father.
And then?
And nothing, then it's Hefker probably.
Oh, he can't. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, we'll see in the Gemara. I tell you the truth, I didn't read the Gemara so quickly. I just skimmed it. But I think that's what the Gemara comes out. But we'll see. Maybe if it's we'll see. The Gemara is going to discuss whether the katan, first of all, they're going to discuss what this katan is. This katan is a bar mitzvah, not bar mitzvah. Some echal shulchan aved. Okay. But it's some kind of system. That he's kind of for the father. So the Gemara Mefarish my time. So Rashi himself is bothered that apparently Bino Katan is not a large simple reason. So you need to, Rashi says, patience, you look, the Gemara will explain it. Bito Akhtana, Biksuvis Yalfina la Mikra, Tiktana Vavnara, Koshrach Nurm Navia.
I'm just saying, Rashi's Pashtus is, we need a reason why. It doesn't go to him. I'm just saying this. It sounds like we already knew that a pasha should go to him.
It doesn't go to him, or we need a reason how it goes to the father. I do not know. I don't know. Okay, but that's, we'll see the Gemara. In other words, is it that the pasha he should be kinda, or pasha no one should be kinda? I don't know. But okay, in Katana, Rashi says it's a pasuk, even Naira. Now, there's a very big problem that all the Rishayim ask on Rashi, that seemingly the Maskana of the Gemara in numerous places is that that's not true. That the Gemara only had such a Havamim. But the Maskana, the Gemara seems to drop that.
Which thing? That what?
That the reason we know that a Ketana, Mitzias go to the Father. The Gemara Rashi says because Kol Shrach Nurim Navia, Kol Shrach Nureh Navia, but the Gemara in many Misachlis they had such a Havamina, but they came out that that pasuk is not talking about, it's not a general pasuk, it's only talking about one particular case. And they say that it's because of it, it's a drabbanon. They should one child, they shouldn't marry her to a mukashrin, since the father can marry her off. So if he's going to be angry at his daughter, if there's Ava between the father and the daughter, then the father is liable to marry off the daughter to take revenge and marry her off to a mukashrin. I think that's the pashup shah. I think we have that in Kedushin even, if I recall. I'm not sure. I don't remember for sure. Maybe it was in Ksuvis. But the Maska, so we'll have to see. We'll see. There's a Rashba and a Ritva here. That much I saw, that they both say, and the Mugayai say too, that the Maskana, even in the Gemara in Ksuvis, is that it's not from this Pasuk. So Rashi is very strange. It's one thing Rashi explains a mission like a Havamina, but Bechayra, Rashi explains the mission like the Havamina. And this, usually they say, Rashi explains like the Havamina and the Masechta here, because you want to know the flow of the Gemara. You know, so you start out with the Havamina, and then when our Gemara is going to change, they'll tell you the change. But if there's no reason why Rashi would explain if there's a Havamina in Ksuvis, and then the Gemara in Ksuvis says that's not ripe shot, Bechayra, it's a little strange why Rashi would quote the Havamina. You should call it the ripe shot, because there's nothing wrong with starting out with the ripe shot. You know, there's just because the Gemara and the Gemara Ksuvah had a Havamina that is from a Pasuk, but if the Maskana is not that way, so we should call it the ripe shot. So I don't know, you have to look up your Klalei Rashi, but I don't think this, you have to see, you know, you have to look in the Yad Malachi, they have Klalei Rashi, that Rashi usually works at the Havamina. But I'm not sure. I don't think it means a Havamina in a different Mesachta. I think it only means a Havamina in this Mesachta. So it's a problem on Rashi. Okay, so they talk about it. Well, so and I have to, let's, if we could wait till tomorrow, we'll put that on the to-do list. So we should look at the Rashba and the Ritva and the Gemara in Ksuvis to see if Rashi is a Havamina Maskana. Okay, Mitzias Avdo Bishavchoso Aknanim Shalo, Shrei Kupo Koinu Alamis, Tixivis Nachaltem. Okay, I had a problem with this Rashi. Anyone have a problem with this Rashi?
Why Alamis?
Yeah, in other words, a Chayra, and therefore you also don't need to put this Nachaltem. It's Nachaltem. Is Gufa Pasuk that tells you Alamis? Right? I think so. I think that's the Pasuk that learned out that you're not allowed to set him free. Anyway, what's the end of the Pasuk? I forgot already.
Who's this Olam?
It has to be, you know, a kind of Alamis. But Chayra, what if it wasn't kind of Alamis? What example? I'll give you a case. What if someone gets an Eved Kanani, and then he sells it to you for a week, right? So then you would own the Eved Kanani for that week, right? You can buy an Eved for a, you know, there's, you can't, an Eved can't be an Eved Kanani for a week.
But the person who sold it to you on the Gov.
What?
The person who sold it to you on the Gov.
I don't know. If he sells it to you for the week, that should be totally yours for that week.
They are so then, what's the problem? That's because he owns the group already. Since he owns it, Olamis.
Olamis. Not the guy who bought it.
Yeah, but he sold a piece of
it. You bought it, only bought it for a week.
Yeah, but the guy who sold it sold a piece of a
king of Olamis. So good. So the reason why Louis, that what that shows is that the reason why you're kind of the Mitzia is because you have a Kenyan in his guf. You don't.
Right, but that's what Rashi's trying to say. Rashi's trying to explain why the Kenyan guf here. The answer is because it's a Kenyan Olamis.
No, the Shrei Gubo Kone Lo Olamis. Chayra, you should say Shrei Gubo Kone Lo. How do I know Gubo's Kone Lo? Because it's Olamis. But that's not what it's Mashma. Rashi's Mashma, Shrei Gubo Kone Lo Olamis. You need the fact. That's Olamis is not a simon that Gufa Kaino. It's Mashman Rashi.
You need that
Olamis has a Kiva for the Kenyan.
But you need, in order to get mitzvah, you need this quality of olamis. And you have it. There's no.
Why do you need olamis?
Maybe there's other types of, for example, it's in every debris.
Because right? then it's not Guba Gane, though.
Well, maybe that's not true.
Okay. Maybe, but that's the question. Pashup shot. And it happens to be that normally Eved Kanani is Gupo Kanino Alamis. But L'Chaira, for the reason why you get the Kenyan Paris, is not a Totsah of the fact that it's Kanino Alamis. It's only because it's Kanino. What's interesting, if you look at the Rashi Aharif, it's my favorite sefer on Rashi, when Rashi says things that he's not supposed to say. So I like always to look at Rashi Aharif. The Rashi Aharif, if you have the Rashi on the Rif, Rashi says, Avdo v'shivcho akananim.
What daf is it?
It depends on what kind of Gemara you got. I don't know. You have an old fashioned Gemara, it's page 10. So I'll pay him a base. I don't know if you got the newfangled Gemaras, I can't tell you.
That's good, yeah.
Okay, so on the bottom of the page, the last Rashi on the Rif, Avda v'shifko akananim, kupon kanuyano. That's what Rashi should have said, right? It's amazing. Right? He cuts out Olamis, and he quotes out the Pasuk. The two things that are seemingly totally extra in our Rashi.
But the Pasuk showed up that it's kind of the goof?
I don't think so. I think the Pasuk says we have to put in where the Pasuk is, but the Pasuk says we got the full Pasuk.
Yeah.
You have it? Wait, I think I got muted. Somehow someone got muted.
Oh, me. I'm sorry. You have it? Yeah. I got the fancy Gemara. V'snachaltem oisem levmechem achirechem. Lareshes achuza loylam behem, Lareshes achuza loylam behem ta'avoidu uve'achechem b'nei Yisrael.
Right, okay, so it doesn't say anything about guf, it just says loylam. The pasuk is telling you, give it to your zarim and loylam. And that's what Chazal learned from this pasuk, that if you set an evik nani free, you're over an essay.
How do you know you're kind of evik nani? How do you know you're kind of his guf?
I don't know. But Pashas is not from that Pasuk. It doesn't say anything in that Pasuk that you're kind of the goof. It only says in that Pasuk that it's a Olam. So maybe, like someone said, that it's a Totsah. If it's a Olam, then it's a goof. Hey, that could be, but that's not what Rashi's mashma. I just say, Gubo, Konino, Olam is. And he quotes a Pasuk. So, he says, "Right, Guba Kaino, Kimo the Muchach Mizad the Olamis." He should have said, but that's not what Rashi says. And it's interesting that the Rashi Aharif, who usually very often Rashi on the Rif is more Marif than our Rashi, because what usually happens is the Rashi Aharif fixes up our Rashi. So Rashi is usually very Mekatzer. So Rashi on the Rif, sometimes he sticks in a few extra words to make it less mikaser, to add something. But here, he takes out from Rashi, which is very nice, because Pashas, there's no reason why Rashi says it. Okay, but it just highlights the kasha on Rashi. Why did Rashi have to say this? Okay, I don't know, unless anyone has an answer, we'll go further. No answer. Nobody.
If it is a Totsah from the Pasuk, so then the Pasuk you need, and then this Pasuk, yeah, this Pasuk is a little avdafka. I mean, it's so bad. You know, the Pasuk of Maisa teaches you that. That's like the phrase. It's like that's the phrase, the way it goes. The phrase is that it's gufa kana lo elam. It's like a phrase, you know what I mean? Like that's how you say that. You're kind of the guf. It's like a phrase.
Okay. Maybe, you know, but all right. I don't know. I don't have a better answer. Where did he disappear to?
What's Rebbe's kasha at the end of the day?
I just don't know why Rashi brings in the point of olamis. Tre gufo konedo olamis. Pashtas, you do not need the fact that we're living in the present. I don't care what's going to be in the future. I just need that gufo konedo now. Now. So why does Rashi feel, why does he mention that it's konedo olamis? He should just say, like the Rashi Arisa, tre gufo konedo. And what's interesting is that Rasha Arif leaves out the Olamis, and he also leaves out the Pasuk, because the Pasuk is only to teach you Olamis. And since Rashi on the Rif doesn't need Olamis, in other words, it sounds like that there's some kind of machlokes here, that Rashi for some reason held you need Olamis in order to explain why you get the kinyan. And therefore, he needs that pasuk. And Rashi HaRif is holding that there's no need for olamis. And therefore, he leaves it out. And you don't need the pasuk. So I'm trying to understand Rashi. So the suggestion is being made, David Max is suggesting that maybe Rashi is just Gufo Kanoi, and Olamis is just thrown along. Okay, I don't know. I'm not too happy with that. And especially when you see that Rashi on a riff left it out. So it makes you less happy with it, because it sounds like Rashi on the riff intentionally left it out. Like it's misleading. It's wrong. It's a machlokes whether it's true or not. But okay. And Rashi on the riff also leaves out the pasuk. So Pashup Shad is, if the source that Rashi got, then how do we know Gufa Kani is from this Pasuk, then Rashi on the Rif should have quoted the Pasuk. The fact that Rashi on the Rif leaves out the Pasuk, it's Mashma, Shagufa Kani, we don't need that Pasuk for. We only need the Pasuk for Olamis. And since, there's two points, there's Gufa Kani and there's Olamis. And since the Rashi on the Rif holds that I don't need a Gufa Olamis, so I don't need the Pasuk, because we're not interested in the Pasuk, because the Pasuk is only coming to tell me Olamis.
Why do I need the Gufo? I don't understand the Gufo.
No, Gufo makes sense. Gufo means that you're mamish hit. If you're like a worker, Eved Ivri, we'll see. If you're Eved Ivri, refines him at Sia, goes to the Eved Ivri, because he don't really own the Eved Ivri. So the Eved Ivri is allowed to work a little bit for himself also.
Rashi says a poil goes to the Balabais, and Evid Kanani is not worse than a poil.
Okay, apparently he is. Apparently, Evid Ivri. Evid Ivri apparently does not go to the Balabais. Why he's different than a poil, we'll have to see.
I'm saying Evid Kanani is different than a poil.
Yeah, because you would have a Havamina, and Evid Kanani is like an Evid Ivri. It's the same thing. Whatever reason why Eved Ivri is not like a Payo, so you'd have the same as far as Eved Kanani is not like a Payo. So the need the fact that Gufo Kanani. Gufo Kanani is what makes it not like Eved Ivri and not like a Payo and not like Eved Ivri. So
for some reason, Rashi knew that Eved Ivri was Gufo Kanani, but it was time limited.
What?
If Rashi somehow knows that Eved Ivri is time limited, Gufo Kanai. So,
okay.
Wouldn't Rashi have to explain why Eved Kanai is different?
Yes. But then I don't, that would be a good structure. But then I don't even understand the Hezra. So then if Gufo Kanai doesn't make that you are kind of missing, what is the Olamis? It's a little hard to understand what the Olamis does, because why does future?
Because if the
future affects,
who's it supposed to go to? It can't go to him, because he's not gonna have his own thing.
In other words, you're saying the future, Gufo Kanai is not enough. Eved Ivri is also Gufo Kanai.
If that were true, I have no idea if that's true.
Is that
I don't
know. Eved Ivri is Kanai the Guf?
I don't think so. That's what you have to ask. Your friend Chaim.
I don't know. I'm just saying, if that was true, then no, that would explain why Rashi's doing what he's
doing. I don't think we usually say that. We say by eating truma, Eved Ivri, I don't think it can eat truma for the Kohen. Only Eved Kanani.
Chaim, why are you saying that step? Because you want to explain where Rashi would get it from? What's this?
Well, that would explain why Rashi is explaining this kind of lamas. Why is it relevant?
Right, no, I'm saying theoretically you could say, even if that's wrong, that Eved Ivri is not kind of the guf, you could say Rashi holds that the only way the Eved Kanani's stuff would be kind of
if it's a lamas.
What?
Why can't it be enough that he's just poop
kind of? I don't know, but you have to explain that anyway.
Yeah, he's saying it has a good point. I think if Lamaisa you're right, then you have to say Zemin the Fun, the Kenyan Guf doesn't make for Aveda. So maybe Rashi figured that out on his own.
The Svara somehow. It's very interesting, right? Because maybe assuming Chaim.
Well, it's a little different. Yeah. Okay.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, assuming that Eved Ivri is definitely not kind of Guf, the only thing in the world you could be kind of the Guf, right, is an Eved Kanani. There's no like pat, right? There's nothing to look at. So in a way, it's like easier to make up what Rashi held. Like maybe Rashi held that the only way an Eved Kanani's Metzius would be go to the Bailim is if it's kind of Elamis. Otherwise, he should keep it. Yes, I own the person's Guf, but that doesn't mean I should get his Kinyanim necessarily. But if I own him forever, that's like a certain level of shlita over him. Then Rashi could hear that I got it.
Okay, I don't know. And Rashi on the Rift disagrees, and that would be the machlekes, whether a kinyan aguf alone gives you his nechasim. Okay.
Why not? It's like his yad.
We don't really know what Kenyan Guf means.
The Gemara Kedushin says the first the Kenyan
Guf. Doesn't mean you can't go ahead and shech them. You know, you can't go ahead and say, it's my body. I can do whatever I want with it. So I don't know what exactly Kenyan Guf means by an Eved Kanani. You can't knock out his tooth. What?
The Gemara Kedushin is a... it says Amar Rava Dos Maris. I just lost the place. Dos Maris Eved Ivri Gufu Kanoi and something else. But he says it beferish.
Eved Ivri.
And what's the Dos Maris going on? What?
Dos Maris Eved Ivri Gufu Kanoi Verav Shmachal Garono In Garono Machal.
What's going on? Dos Maris. What's the Dos?
It started from Biyovel Dichtiv Ajer. Biyovel, when it says that Eved Ivri is Yotzi, Biyovel be grown Kesef, so that's what the Gemara is talking about. So,
what daf are you on?
Hazayin Amin Aleph. The member of Rava is before the last two dots on the Amud.
Okay, and so you see the Dinji Nasa and Rav Chaim Kanevsky. I said the Dinji Nasa and Rav Chaim Kanevsky. Is that Rav Chaim Kanevsky?
Oh, no, no.
You can ask him any Yishalmi, whatever it is. And we don't know a Gemara, but a Gedushin to Zion Amin Aleph. What a bizarre, you know? That's the difference. And you don't know it either. You probably found it by looking. How did you find it?
Because I remember the Kedushin talks about Eved Avadim, and then I had to start going through like a few,
you're better than us. So you remember, but it's, you know, seven Masechtas you learned. Okay, anyway, it happens to be, it's a major difference. I don't want to go back to our, when Rav Avram Chops, anyone know when Rav Avram Chops yard site is? It's coming up very soon, or was already, I don't know. Anyway, Rav Avram Chop was Nifter in other bays in Eretz Yisrael. And it was before Purim, I think. Anyway, so after he was Nifter, we went to visit some people from learned in Radin. We were trying to get some notes of the Granat. So we went to a Rav Yehuda Kravitz, who lived in Pagi. So he started telling us stories about what it was like in Radin. So he was telling us that the Granat was the younger Rosh Hashiva. There was an older Rosh Hashiva. I don't know, it wasn't Rav Moshe. Lundinsky. So apparently it says Ramosha was a Talmud of Elijah. He said there was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He knew everything, but he didn't have Rav Chaim's Derech. So the Talmidim were unhappy. So Shiva always says that Rav David threatened that he's leaving to go to Telz because he wanted Rav Chaim. So Rav Chaim went in and hired Rav Naftali Trapp. And the goddess of this Rav Moshe was, even though he was much older and in many ways a bigger Talmud Chacham, but he accepted Rav Naftali to be the head Rosh Shiva. He was told us a story about Rav this Rav Moshe. He says he once went over and asked him a question where a certain Gemara was. And he stumped him for a minute. He couldn't find it. He couldn't remember where it was. He said it was like so shocking that he couldn't remember where a Gemara was. He was embarrassed. So he started leaving. And all of a sudden he screams, "Hey, what's wrong with me? It's a Pharisee, you shall me." It wasn't the body, it was the Yishalmi. So it took
him a minute. Isn't there a truth in the Rambam where he says he couldn't find the source for one of his halachos?
Okay,
he says he looked for Gemaras too.
I don't know, but it seems that if Rav Chaim Kanetsky, I don't think you wouldn't expect that. And apparently this Rav Moshe knew everything. So I once asked for Shiva where Mekor for Shmuz was. So also he couldn't find it. He said it's in Or Yisrael. I was looking. Then he remembered it was in the Evan Yisrael. So he found it relatively quickly. The people had pretty good bikkias. Anyway, but I just want to tell you this, and then we'll go back to the ring. So when we were talking to this Yehuda Kravitz about the Granat and the Chofetz Chaim, so in the middle of the conversation, this is 1977, he stopped. He said, "I can't talk anymore. It's too depressing. There's just no Gedolim anymore."
Wow.
You know, you're talking about the old Gedolim. So the pshat is that when you remember the Chofetz Chaim and the Granat, so the Gedolim of this was 40 years ago. We're no Gedolim. So that's in this Kanda Adairis. Every day, you think about the Gedolim of the previous day. In comparison, there are no Gedolim. Okay. But all right. Anyway, so today's Gedolim, well, regretfully, on this, I'm afraid they're going to say about today's Gedolim. No Gedolim. Okay. So you have to look up. All right. So you're very good. So yeah, I'll look up.
It's also on Chav Chasavad Aleph here too. Looking still.
Yeah.
That apparently something to do with taking a shvua. If a guy tainas, like Reuven says to Shimon, "You're my Eved Ivri," so apparently he doesn't have to take a shvua, but I don't know what's going on here.
That's Gilgul Shvua. That's Gilgul Shvua.
Okay, so you're saying Amaisa, you're bringing...
But the Gemara is totally on a rubber. I'm a rubber.
Gordon shot. So you're saying that really Evan Kanani, but you're making... You're making a kash on the Rasha al-Harif because you're saying that an Evan Ivri is also Gufa Kanani. So then what's Rasha on the Rif saying?
Right, well, I think it's a machlokas, and I remember in the Gezel Akum Sugya, the Hak thing, one of the psukim you could be that talks about. The Gemara already brings Rava that it's miyachis and chavchas to be miyachis and shita the Rava dafka. I think that Rava Kama at the end by Gezel Akum that there's some kind of a drasha that talks about buying an Evid Ivri from the guy, and it's that only makes sense.
Okay, we're gonna have to do some research. Obviously,
the Evid Ivri, I think
it seems from the Rashi Arif. Again, the Rashi on the Rift that says that the reason for Evet Kanani is because Gufa Kanui, so he obviously holds that Evet Ivri is not Gufa Kanui, right? That's pretty much the Perish and Mashmos of Rashi on the Rift, because otherwise, what's he saying?
Rebbe, it says over here in Kedushin Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, that's not so far. Zeh Kani Kinyan Eilim Evet Ivri Anir Tzibiyat Kain Afal Pi Kain Ein Gufa Kanui Loi.
Who are you reading?
Rashi.
Okay. So
not too far.
So we'll have to do some research.
That's he's saying that by a nirtza.
It says by that's the Rashi. That's what we learn out there.
Okay. Let me go further. I see. I do not know, and I don't have the bikkias, and so let's go further. So we have what to look at. So we have two things to look at for tomorrow. One is the Rashba and the Ritva, the first Rashi and the Gemara in Ksuvis. And two, the is Eved Kanani Gupo Kani or not. We have two opposite Marmikaimis. We have, let me write down, because we have Kedushin Tesvav.
Tezayin Amar Aleph, it's on Tezayin, it's on Chav Ches.
All right, Tezayin Amar Aleph and Chav Ches, and on Darwin, what was it, Darwin?
Amar Aleph, all Amar
Aleph. Okay, we'll have to look at both of them.
Ksuvis, we have to look up the Rashba and the Ritva, you're saying?
And the Rashba and the Ritva quote the Ksuvis, and they quote that's not what the Gemara says. So they quote different Gemaras, maybe Ksuvis, they quote maybe other Gemaras too. So it's just strange. What's Rashi doing?
The same Gemara's Kedushin. Rabbi said it before. That's the same. That Membav in Ksuvis is Kedushin Gemara. That's the same thing. Emil Adida, that's the Gemara.
Yeah, the thing. And the only difference is in the Kedushin, it's like Beit and Beit or something. Or Gimel, when you have.
Yeah.
So we should. That's why we know.
Kesef Minalon. Kesef
Minalon. So yeah, we learned that Sugya. And I still don't know it. Okay. Okay. In other words, it'd be a fight between husband and wife that the wife's going to find the mitzvah and the husband won't know. Well, the husband will be jealous if the wife gets the mitzvah. So therefore, they're misaken and then it goes to the husband.
Well, that solves that.
Well, yeah, that solves the Ava problem.
Does it? She'll be upset.
Okay. I guess that's the way, you know, that's how it is.
Part of the klala?
Isn't the Ava, I thought the Ava was because the hermazonus is mutal on the bow.
I don't know. And what if she said any Messiah, any Isa?
That she keeps it.
You didn't buy Messiah?
I thought so, no.
No, it's Messiah Deha.
Oh, it's only my Seda.
I'm looking at the Gemara.
It would be a bit odd if she gets her my Seda, but not Matsya.
Okay.
What if she says, I'm a professional, like, what do you call those guys with, like, the wands on the beach? I'm a treasure hunter.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, maybe that's not a Matsya. That's a profession. I don't know. So it says Mitzvah Bona Tikna Mishum Eva. Okay, let's continue in Rashi. Mitzvah is Ado Shivchos of Ibrim. Bigmara Barak Layena Poyo. Amrina Yom Mitzvah Sabah Bias. In other words, should be no worse than a Poyo. Poyo. It says, and Daf Yud. That the Mitzvah goes to the Baal Bias.
Doesn't it depend what kind of poil it is or something like that? I don't remember. Depends how you hire the poil, no?
Hey, but in Evan, you hire him for everything.
Yeah, you know, I'm not saying, I'm just saying, I'm saying you hired him like a daily worker, or you hired him like for an hourly, I thought it was, okay, maybe I'm.
Well, the Gemara didn't make a distinction between a sharecropper and a regular poil.
That's a shirk. I'm just saying, like, I'm saying Masoich has a poilum. I think we haven't come to see it. No, okay, all good.
All right, where is this on? Okay, it's on Daf Yud. Okay. So let's see the Gemara. Omar Shmuel, right? And the Rabbeinu Chananu doesn't have anything here. No Rabbeinu Chananu. Okay. Omar Shmuel. Then they not umru mitzias katan avit. Why is it that they say that a mitzias katan goes to the avit? And as apparently, logically, it shouldn't be. Let's see, Rashi.
As opposed to what?
As opposed to either that no one should get it or that he should get it himself.
And that would make a big difference.
Yeah, I don't know. That's Rashi. Bishnava bito v'ishto. Time and before shame and become and mixuvis. In other words, we're not going to explain Bito and Ishto because we have a reason. Bito, he said it's a pasuk, and other people say it's also midrabanan. And Ishto is definitely midrabanan. Shem Eva.
If not, they have a kinyan. That's what I'm saying.
No, time am I.
Well, not that they have kinyanim, that they have a
I don't see them. I don't see any mashmals yet.
Well, the fact that he's comparing
it to Bito, he says.
Yeah, I know about Bito. Bito could be a ketana, same issue. But Gabi Ishtai, of course, we never had a havamina that she would have no kinyan. So it's only a matter of whether she gets it or the husband would get it.
Yeah.
The question by the katan is the same thing. You know, why is it the father as opposed to himself?
I don't know if that's such a raya mechrachas. Gemara is kashin, and they mad does a go to father. So Rashi is just saying, these, we don't have any problem. That doesn't mean what the you know, I don't know if it's mukhluk that the if we would have had a problem, it would have been the same problem. The problem is, why is this then true? You know, what should be, what we thought the other than would have been, that could be different.
The way some of the Mefarshim explain over here is that everybody knows that the Chi Nacher, somebody's makna to the cotton, he can be kaina. With the rice of the Rabbanan and Machlaikis. But here we're talking from Metzia, meaning, can the cotton by himself be Zeicha for himself?
Right, okay.
It's Mashim for Shmuel that he didn't help me, the rice, it's not. The whole issue is Rami Daraisa, a cotton be kaina, can be kaina.
Okay, well, we'll see. But right now we're only in Shmuel's question. They're probably talking in Shmuel's answer.
Why do we use Rashi altogether for?
And we didn't read it. We just, Rashi is explaining the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara
what does Rashi say that he didn't already say in the Mishnah?
Rashi is Rashi's bothered by a problem. Yeah. Why is the Gemara jumping on Katan and not Bito? And Ishto, though, he also don't, that's so pashut.
But Rashi said the Mishnah.
Okay, Rashi said it, but the Gemara didn't say it. So the pashut shot is, you know, it's not so simple. We're saying the Gemara is relying on Ksuvis. Again, that's not so pashut.
But if someone would ask me that question, I would say, look at Rashi in the Mishnah. Why is Rashi in the Gemara repeating what he said?
Because the question is, the Gemara couldn't be relying on Rashi on the Mishnah. The question is on the Gemara. Why did Gemara ask this question? Why did the Gemara ask the question on the other cases?
If Rashi asked me that question, I'd say to Rashi, look what you wrote in the Mishnah. You'd have the answer.
But that wouldn't tell me why the Gemara didn't ask the question, because the Gemara didn't know Rashi. You can't say the Gemara relied on Rashi.
Remember, why is Rashi answering it for? I know the answer from based on Rashi.
No, you don't, because the Rashi's saying because that they rely Bishman Joe time on Mefarish Ibn Mekaimim Biksuvis, and especially adding the word Ibn Mekaimim. In other words, it's explained Ibn Mekaimim and Biksuvis, so we don't have to ask because we can look it up over there. We know it over there.
Rashi's not telling me that the place is, he's saying that's the Gemara. Okay.
The Gemara, and Rashi doesn't tell you what the reason is. He says that the reason is in Ibn Mekaimim. So there was no need to explain it, because the reason has been Mekaimim. Since the reason has been Mekaimim, so they didn't ask. They said they know Mekaimim. Okay, Amish from the name Amratias Katana of it. So there it says, Shemeshah Shemaisa, Marito Eso of it. The Eno Ma'acher Biado. What does that mean? The Eno Ma'acher Biado. He doesn't keep it by himself.
He doesn't hold it, yeah. Carry it.
He doesn't delay in doing so. It's that he doesn't like first like play with it by himself and like, oh, look what a cool toy, and then bring it to his father. He just takes it, boom.
Okay, I hear. So Rashi says, Maritza of it, he'll go to Shemagbia, but Sarach of it. So Rashi's mashran, he's at this point that it's a din deraisa. That he's picking it up for the fan. As at this point, what it sounds like that the katan has a yad, and he can be zayicha for himself, but he has kavana to be zayicha for the father, and since he has kavana to be zayicha for the father is kind of, which parshim shah doesn't make any sense, because the chara you would need shlichus. No, if I'm picking it up for you, so you would need shlichus. can't pick up for someone else without shlichus.
Ain't shlichus l'katan, right?
Yeah. In other words, the katan is if the katan katan shagbiyo the tzarech aviv higbiyo. So that sounds like shlichus.
So
I don't know. Does it can a katan be mezaka? If he doesn't have shlichus, can
he? Doesn't have another Rabbi Akiva Eger that he says that with the shchiya, the katan, you know,
you can be zayche for the katan, because the katan you become that Rabbi Akiva Eger wasn't you're being zayche for the katan, not that the katan being zayche for you.
Oh well, we were contemplating then. Would it work the other way around? I think we even tried to use it
for you for the person is zayche for the katan. You don't need the katan's das. But for the katan to be zayicher for you, you need the katan's das.
Is Rashi saying the reason that you're kona, the kid, or the reason why the kid himself isn't kona from the takanas chachamim that gives him his katan?
No, worship shot. No,
what is Mumis Arba say the second one? That Rashi said why?
Rashi giving the reason why you're kona.
Why the other? Rashi saying because he's being given the reason why the son's not kona for himself. There's the takanas rabbanan out there that's potentially implied. That would give it to the katan. So Rashi's sick. Why does the father get it? The father will be kona when the kid gives it to him and he makes a real kinyan.
And as you said, reason... the father gets it is midrabbanan. But Rashi.
So the father gets it and makes a kinyan. Rashi's just saying why the takanas d'rabbanan for the kid that the katan gets his own mitzia isn't going to be true here.
Well, the father gets it even when before the katan met, before he gives it to the father. The father gets it even, you can't take away from the katan out of the katan's hands and get. The father is kind of immediately. Once the captain picks it up,
maybe that's also the kind of. Is that has to be? I guess this is so.
Mashma. That's true.
But I think that's at the council coming. That goof is at the council.
But yeah, that'll be part of.
Okay, I'm gonna run out. I'm sorry. Okay, so tomorrow, I'm assuming this year, there's a slight possibility I'll be a drop late. So don't disappear. There's a wedding. I'm gonna have to run back from the wedding. Hopefully, I'll just in case I get stuck on traffic, I'll be.